What's up, everyone? Thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy stuff. I'm your host, Juan. Joining us today, we have Pretty Boy Jorge.
I don't want to grow up.
Vallejo's finest, Jay. Our resident Pokemon Master, Dave.
I choose you.
And the last OG himself, Av.
Yo.
All right, fellas, how's everyone doing today?
Doing all right.
We're all good, all good.
I think awesome. I feel like you, Juan, like, because I kind of just took a nap and feel kind of discombobulated.
Oh, yeah. Before we got on the podcast today, we were supposed to film at 8 o'clock. It is now 8:34 p.m. I woke up at like 7:55, and I was like, oh, shoot. What year is it? Like, have you ever seen that? That movie Jumanji, the first one with Robin Williams. I was like, with the beard and the long hair. That was me.
What year is it?
Cool. Well, I hope everyone's doing okay today. What we like to do every week is have a getting to know you question, our GTK of the day. Today's GTK of the day. If you can go to a convention anywhere, real or fictional, where and would it be and why? I'll start things off. So the place I would go to, I don't know if anyone's seen, well, you guys have to have seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Ooh. I would go to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory and have a convention there because everything would be edible and delicious.
Do you think you have the responsibility to not mess that up and touch something and get kicked out though?
That's true.
Think of all those hazards.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks and touched the roof.
That was pretty good.
Would it be cool to have, like, see the Oompa Loompas, like, trying to, like, designate people in line for, like, the fig pin line? Like,
they're all waving their hands.
I've been holding the sign that says line starts here.
Line capped.
Line capped. Passing out wristbands. That would be pretty funny.
Okay, so what I decided on, man, I hope none of you guys chose this, but if you could go anywhere, where would it be for a convention? I picked the Oasis from Ready Player One, right?
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
One, because I think it would be germ-free. Everyone would be safe. We could all interact with each other. Two, you don't have to worry about carrying your stuff around or bringing it back to the hotel or flying it back because it would all be purchased virtually and you would have it shipped to your house. But you get to look at it, of course, like it's actually there. You would just get it shipped towards you. And I think cosplay would be a lot better.
Yeah, right.
A lot easier.
A lot easier. Definitely easier. And less sweaty.
It would basically be Animal Crossing.
It's kind of like Animal Crossing. I have a follow-up question for that, Jorge. What kind of gear would you be sporting, or like, is there any pop culture references that you'd be like wearing or base your character around, your avatar? I mean,
ooh, that's a good question. Like, not a full cosplay, but more so homage to certain pop culture.
Yeah, because you know how like Artemis had the Akira bike. Forget the name. The main character. But he had, the DeLorean.
Oh, yeah. I actually really like the DeLorean, but I think I would go with a Megazord in my back pocket.
Whoa.
I'd be walking around with a Megazord.
Nice.
Like the all five combined in one robot, or like just like the Pterodactyl or the T-Rex?
I'd go with all five.
Nice.
The OG Megazord, all five.
Can we all be controlling each of the zords or something?
We can all travel together. What would you form, Dave?
I'd form the leg.
Left leg or right?
Left.
Or middle.
Mine's not as fun or entertaining. Any convention anywhere. For me, because of how everything went down this year, I'd want it to be in Seoul, South Korea. And it's just bitter because for our wedding anniversary this year, we were supposed to be in Seoul, South Korea, and we didn't get to go. So if I can be anywhere, that's kind of where I want to go. I mean, I had a lot planned for that whole place. So.
Is there a particular kind of convention you'd like to have in Seoul?
Not sure, really. It doesn't really, realistically, it doesn't really matter. I just want to be in Korea. That's all.
Mine's would be a supernatural convention, which they already have. It's usually held in San Francisco at some like hotel. I think it's the Hyatt Regency or something like that. But this is a common question that comes up at SDCC or even like the their own convention every year, is that would you guys, they'd have to ask the cast like if they'd be interested in filming an episode at the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California. So if I could have a con, I would maybe say over there. So for those not familiar with the Winchester Mystery House, it's basically a mansion built by the Winchester family because their family was haunted by all the ghosts that were killed by a Winchester rifle. And they basically had Sarah Winchester. She was the owner of the mansion, but they basically had her build a house kind of like, and it's kind of like a maze. Like they have rooms and rooms, rooms inside rooms, staircases that go to nowhere and everything. Yeah, it's a pretty like wild house.
I heard like basically she just kept building to kind of trick the ghosts from like following her. So that
yeah,
you get tricked to go into different rooms and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't really watch Supernatural. Are they the Winchesters?
I want to say that they're related to, but I'm not quite sure. I kind of forgot. I might need to look that up later on.
That definitely would be a scary convention. I would open a door and then fall 5 feet or 5 floors down. 5 feet's not that far. Cool. And then last but not least, we have our boy Ash. All right.
So mine's, I guess I took the easy way out. There's no, it's not fictional or anything, but I'd love to go. Well, this year I was supposed to go to my first Star Wars celebration.
Ooh.
Held in Anaheim. But it got probably, I don't know if it's officially canceled yet, but it's probably going to be canceled.
Yeah.
So it's they move around, I think, every year. This year happened to land in Anaheim, and we're in California. And I said, okay, if it's coming in Anaheim, we're going to go. Me and my son are big, Star Wars fans. So, so I would pick Star Wars Celebration, and I would actually move it to here in the Bay Area or in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Because I mean, why not? Skywalker Ranch is in the Bay Area.
True.
I don't know why they didn't think of that, having it in the Bay Area, but that, I mean, I would go to that in an instant. So,
and travel would be just so much easier.
Oh yeah, you don't have to pay for hotel or anything. It's just you're there. We're all there.
I think the things with cons in the Bay Area is that it's one, hard to find a convention center big enough for a con that big. Mm-hmm. Anaheim Convention Center is definitely one of the bigger ones, and two, I think the city of like San Francisco, I don't know if I'm remembering this right, we're just charging way too much
to
convention centers.
Yeah.
That's why WonderCon.
That's why WonderCon left.
Used to be in San Francisco, but they left because it was way cheaper to be in Anaheim.
Yeah, that was another one I was thinking about, bringing WonderCon back, because WonderCon's getting a little more popular now.
For sure.
When it was here in the Bay Area, when it was in San Francisco, it wasn't, I mean, I went to a few and it was pretty light. There was nothing too exciting going on.
Yeah, I was actually a student at Academy of Art. So I was downtown in San Francisco a lot when WonderCon was going on. Mm-hmm. And like, it was super relaxed. I didn't have a ticket. I just walked into the convention center.
Yeah.
And like,
it was like,
oh,
that.
There's
like
Kristen that. Bell. Yeah. Like, oh shit, what?
Yeah. It was like that. And I mean, it's never going to go back to that, you know, that easy, you know, easy access to things. But I mean, it'd be nice to have a big con in the Bay Area again.
For sure. Yeah. Cool. Great answers from everyone. The reason why we're talking about conventions, by the way, and what our dreams destinations would be, big news, probably the biggest news for all you nerds out there, is that the San Diego Comic-Con, which was supposed to be in July, no, July?
Yes.
Has officially been canceled. So not postponed to later this year, but canceled. So the next Comic-Con will be July of 2021, fingers crossed. With that in mind, it was really cool of them to actually allow folks who had tickets to actually roll over to 2021 if you want. or get a refund. That being said, it's probably going to be almost impossible to get a ticket next year if you didn't already have one, just because I'm guessing a lot of folks are just rolling over their tickets to next year. So they're probably not going to release that many more tickets next year. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
So real quick, I haven't really followed up on all of it, but with it being pushed over, did people have to do anything for the rollover stuff, or did it just roll over? And if you want a refund, you have to ask for the refund.
That's exactly it.
They made it pretty smooth. They just, I think in the email they said you could either follow with the steps to get the refund, and otherwise you just have to do nothing and the tickets will automatically roll over to next year.
Okay.
Which is probably the smartest thing for them to do, because I have a feeling a majority of folks are just going to want to roll it over, so it's less work for them to do.
Yeah, that process is nightmare.
Yeah.
Before Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's too bad for people that wanted to try again for next year, but you know, there's not much to complain about, because what else can they do? I think they would have more irate customers if they said, just here's a refund and then try again next year.
Yeah.
Knowing how hard it is to get a Comic-Con badge, you know, it's going through it and getting it, it's such a relief. So not for, I mean, I think we all have tickets, right? We all had tickets for this year, or badges for this year.
I feel like this year is probably like one of the smoothest years for all of us to get tickets.
I think the reason why is because we've built such a big community within the collecting community, that we had like, I want to say 20 to 30 people all trying to get tickets for each other, which is pretty cool. And when you have that many people, it's like, we were getting tickets for like my brother-in-law, who like I haven't talked to in a minute. Like, so like, it was just like, we had a ticket and we're like, who needs a ticket? Cause I'm in line right now. And we're like trying to figure out who to get a ticket for. So we had like an abundance of tickets, which was actually pretty cool.
I think the Coopers talked about this on their podcast, Geek Together, another good Fanatic podcast. They were saying that more commonly there's a lot of people starting these buying groups. And I think that if you're kind of in a buying group where everyone's covering each other, you obviously have a higher success rate. Sure. So I think, like you said, back to what you were saying, because we have such a good community, we've been able to cover each other so far.
For sure. Well, with that being said, Comic-Con getting canceled, what are some of the things that you guys are most disappointed in being canceled? Let's flip it and turn it positive. What's some of the things that you're most hyped to see next year?
Do you want to kick it off, Juan? Do you have any ideas?
I really want to see like more panels. I've never been to a Hall H panel myself. I think if I go, I actually camp out. I really want to go to a Marvel panel. But I feel like this year they really didn't have that much to announce. But like next year would be like even better.
Yeah, because now they kind of have to double down.
Exactly.
Yeah, they usually go pretty big with those Marvel panels too. I think the most memorable one was the one when Loki came on stage.
Oh yeah, and he was like, "Say my name."
Yeah.
I'm hoping, fingers crossed, next year, if I'm able to get in, we're going to get either Fantastic Four or an X-Men announcement.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
X-Men announcement.
Yeah.
Please.
To piggyback on what you said, I think that's probably my answer too, Juan. Yeah. That was probably one of the things I was looking forward to, because last year we only had Saturday and Sunday badges, mm-hmm. right? The two of us. And last year was my first year, so we didn't get to really do too many panels because we spent a lot of the time on the floor. I think I lined up with Dave for the Sesame Street panel. Was it Sesame Street?
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I ended up leaving. So I really didn't go to any panels last year at all. And I think that was one of the things I was looking forward to, being that we had a 4-day pass or 4-day badge. I was going to try to take advantage of that time and go to more panels also. So, mm-hmm. So 2021, that's probably one of the things I'm really looking forward to, is checking out more panels as well.
Yeah, I definitely like recommend it if you guys enjoy like this kind of like podcast interview format, where it's just, you know, creators talking about things. Panels is definitely something that you guys will enjoy.
That reminded me, Funcast, the official Funko podcast, seeing them live is something I've been wanting to do for years, and I haven't had a chance to.
You've not done that yet, huh?
No, I haven't. I've been really wanting to do that, so that's probably on the top of my list as far as panels I'm excited to go to.
For sure. Yeah,
definitely. Like, I would say, like, Funko Funcast live recordings are, it's not on the same level of, like, Fun Days, but then, like, you have, like, all those Funko fanatics in one room and everything. So there's definitely, like, an energy there, and it's, like, super fun.
Speaking of Fun Days, so with Comic-Con getting canceled, that most likely means that Fun Days is canceled as well, or postponed to 2021. Hopefully next year they can go even bigger. Kind of not just because, you know, oh, they didn't have it this year, but just as a celebration of us all getting back together. What some of the themes are that you guys would want to see for next year for Fun Days?
Naturally, the only things that popped in my head were previous themes.
Right.
Same. I'm just thinking of the years that we went, or other years that have happened. I would really like, I think this was done 3 years ago, but I didn't get to go. So I would want to see a space themed year.
Ooh, that one was fun.
That was 2017, yeah. Right? When it was more
space.
Intergalactic
circus.
Yes. Yeah, see, there. I would have loved that one, but
those are when they gave out the Freddy Fluxes, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
My favorite, Freddy Funko variation.
For sure.
Yeah,
they didn't start doing themes until what, like 4 years ago, maybe.
Well, technically, wasn't the very first Fun Days themed as like a mad scientist?
Oh, that's true. Like, that's true. Yeah,
giving the cereal and all that.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. But when I think when Brian took over the company, it just became a all-out party giveaway. Spiky. Here, thank you, fans, thank you, fanatics, for supporting the company type thing.
And then they brought Mike back, and then Mike was the one who brought back the themes, right?
That there you go, yeah, there you go.
Juan, did you have a certain theme that you wanted to?
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done a superhero theme yet.
Oh, that would be a good one because it's Comic-Con or SDCC.
I feel like that's like almost a no-brainer. Picture all the different superhero variants of Freddy that you can get. Granted, it'll probably just be a Freddy head on like a sculpt of like Spider-Man or something, but still it'd be pretty dope.
Well, I think there are some superhero Freddies, and there's some Stan Lee Freddies as well too, right? Like there's Superman Freddies, there's Stan Lee where he's like opening the shirt.
Yeah.
Was that from a theme, or that was just just one of those that they gave away, and it was no theme?
That was one of the non-themed ones. I think was Freddy Flux or the Intergalactic one the first themed one that they brought back? What was the one before that?
The year before was
the award show, right?
Yeah.
The award show type. Show.
Yeah. So they had like Willy Wonka and like the Ninja Turtles, I think, or something. I forget. I wasn't able to go to that one.
Well, that was the year they gave out the 1 in 10.
The golden
two pack.
Willy Wonka and Oompa Loompa. Yeah. And they only gave 5 of those away at the Fun Days itself. I think the other 5 were given to, I don't know, elite fans or something. I don't know. But 5. I remember they said, like, if you have this certain ticket in your box of fun or something, you win the special prize. And 5 people went up and got it. And those are
crazy. That's less than what they had for Golden Hopper. Because Golden Hopper was like, 2 tables worth, right?
Yeah, 40. I think Golden Hopper was 1 in 40.
Yeah, it's 40.
Luke Skywalker was 1 in 80, I think. So, yeah, that 2-pack of the Willy Wonka and Oompa Loompa, that's a ultra grail for some people.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hopefully next year they go big, whatever the theme may be, even if they don't do a theme. It'll just be great to see all the fanatics back together. Hopefully we can get tickets. Those are tickets that actually never went out yet. I do know that they gave away a pair of tickets to a winner of their virtual con. So fingers crossed that whoever won those or get it rolled over to next year.
That was Wes and Kelly, Vinyl for Wes Blood, and Shally on the forum, Funko forum. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they got an amazing prize pack. I don't know if you guys saw all the other stuff they got on top of the Fun Days tickets. Man, they got a pretty good prize pack. It was filled with protos, autograph pops, old vinyls, keychain, or not keychain, sorry, pins. I think the new pins that came out.
Yeah. They're buttons, boutons.
The new bouton. I had a question. Just to go back a little bit, I don't know if Jay and Av got to say what they were looking forward to.
I mean, I only had a day, and I was going to be potentially flying into San Diego from another trip. So realistically, the main thing I was looking forward to was just to kick it with everybody. It's always nice to be with everyone at the convention and stuff and see all the craziness.
Well, that's another thing we're wondering. If you only had a certain amount of days, will they allow us to still try and get tickets for the days that we don't have next year?
That's what I was curious about. That's why I was wondering if people had to request the refund or they just canceled it unless you said, I want to keep it. Because if you had to request to keep it, you know, that might open up a bunch of tickets for people like me who don't read their email all the time.
That's true.
For me, what I'm looking forward to is just seeing what Funko does as far as like their virtual presence, like what they did with Emerald City Comic Con, which was bigger because everybody was still at Funko. For WonderCon, it was really small scale because nobody was in the office because of the quarantine and shelter in place. But just to see what they're planning to do this July, what they're going to do with their exclusives, what exclusives they're still planning to release. Because there's still a chance they might not have everything because of, you know, international shipping and all this stuff that they're from their manufacturers. So I'm just interested to see how it plays out for them as a company and what they do for the fans if they do something.
It also brings up the fact that they're cutting down on their production for Pops for the rest of this year, right?
For those who don't know, Av is actually one of Funko's retailers. So he has a direct account with Funko. It's kind of leaked, so I doubt you're going to get in trouble if we talk about it, Av. they actually sent out an email to all the retailers letting them know that a lot of the products that were promised to them this year are getting postponed or canceled altogether. That in mind, do they give you a list of what was getting canceled at all by any chance?
From that last email that was leaked, I mean, everyone knows. I mean, it's retailers get these emails with, you know, up news and updates from the company. But this last email, they didn't give any particular product on what was being held or what was not being, it was a general like statement saying like, okay, we're not going to release pretty much all of the 2020 stuff that we had announced, I think. I need to read the email again, but to summarize the email, that's what it basically said. There was an email before where they said that they were going to cancel a few things, and some of the bigger things that was on that list was new Pops, new My Hero Academia Pops. There's a few that they took off the list.
Oh, they canceled some of those?
Yeah, they canceled. I mean, I don't want to say they canceled. They put on hold. They put on hold Best Genius. They put on hold, I think, the regular, is it Mina? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Mina? Yeah, they have a GameStop exclusive. Yeah, so her regular issue has been put on the back burner. And then, you know, there's Gummy Bears, the old 80s cartoon.
No.
Oh, no.
Gummy Bears.
The Boys, the Amazon TV show. The Boys.
Oh, the Boys?
Yeah, those are being postponed.
I think the one I'm most disappointed in are the Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks. Yes, the movie, the Mighty Ducks. Those Pops have been held back as well. And yeah, that's I think a lot of people were excited. I mean, it's kind of an obscure line because it's, you know, who's gonna want Gordon Bombay as a Funko Pop?
But I do.
In reality, yeah, sure. There's a lot of people that want it. There's
Goldberg,
a lot of people that,
Charlie, Conway, come on,
our age group that grew up with the Mighty Ducks, and it's that nostalgia factor that Funko gets everybody in. That's one of the top ones.
Speaking of Mighty Ducks, actually, something that got announced a little off topic was that there is going to be a Disney Plus show revolving around the Mighty Ducks and Coach Bombay coming back, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's why the pops were being released, to kind of coincide.
Yeah, for the marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that we all enjoy about Funko, is that there are these like niche like fandoms that they tap into that like no one else would. Like,
for sure.
Who else makes like Mighty Ducks products and stuff?
It's crazy the amount of things that are coming back now. Like, I just saw a trailer the other day for Saved by the Bell is coming back.
Oh yeah, saw that
too. Oh yeah, that's right.
Sport that class and, like, AC Slater's in it, and who else is in it?
Jesse.
Everyone.
I think
in it. Yeah.
Oh, everyone's coming back.
It's mainly like AC, right, as a coach.
Yeah,
but then I think everyone else is gonna be like making their little cameos
for sure. Yeah.
I think the story revolves around the school with Jesse and Zach and Kelly's kids, I think, at the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slater is that, yeah.
And Zach is the governor of California.
The governor of California.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that going off of like a joke they had or something in an episode?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
But I feel like that fits very perfectly for him, though.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Kelly Kapowski.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was my very first crush ever.
Kelly. I remember when they made shirts at Urban Target. Outfitters.
Oh, is it?
Oh, Target?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, it might have been.
They both.
Both. Yeah, I think both.
I remember those were flying off the shelf, and I remember seeing everybody wearing those shirts.
I definitely had one or two.
Oh, Kelly Kapowski. You're the one.
With that in mind, that about wraps up our time. Our journey is coming to an end. But before we end, we actually want to do a quote of the day, which we're hoping to do every week. Did anyone prepare a quote of the day?
No.
We're talking about Mighty Ducks. I got one off the dome.
I was trying really hard to think of a good Mighty
Ducks. There you go.
All right. Today's quote of the day. And when the wind blows hard and the sky's black, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
And when the roosters are crowing and the cows are spinning circles in the pasture, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
That's a good one. I like that one. Yeah. Good choice.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, YouTube, all the fun social handles out there. You can find us at The Average Nerd Pod. Hopefully, we'll be having few more episodes later on in the future, but until next time, see you, nerds.